Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Michael Nixon from Jamestown, New York. He's spending the new year in Nepal.
We'll be there for about 3 weeks. We'll be in two different locations, and we'll be doing youth camps with them. They're just day camps, so we'll be going in and singing songs, playing games, teaching them science experiments, just trying to get them to have fun and connect with us, and kind of opens up an opportunity to introducing God to them.
Spreading the gospel message is a crime in Nepal. How are you able to witness to people without going to jail?
The only way to really do it in Nepal is to try to build trust with people and show them that you are a loving person and that you mean well. And as you introduce yourself and get to know the Nepali people, you can then begin to open up options for church or the camps that we're trying to get started there. And people can then be exposed to the gospel and have an opportunity to hear about Christ's redeeming love.
This is the second time you've been to Nepal, is that correct?
Third time.
Okay, so how is this trip different?
This is a continuation of the last time I went, just before COVID. So it was January of 2020. We started doing the camps, and this time we'll build the relationship a little further from what we were able to do before. And this time we're going to be giving the students gifts such as hats, gloves, and socks for the winter.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week, Michael Nixon from Jamestown, New York. He's off to Nepal this week. Third time to the country. I understand you want to get out of Dodge, but going halfway around the world, that's a bit extreme. Why did you pick Nepal?
Back in 2018, I was a part of a group called Youth with a Mission, and there were three options, and Nepal was one of them. And for some reason, it's kind of appealing to me that just the mountains and just seemed like a country that seemed so far from what I am used to. So I thought I could, you know, experience it a little and really fell in love with it.
How is the gospel message, how's it received over there? A lot of pushback?
The main religion in Nepal is Hinduism, so they have millions of gods. So oftentimes if you bring up God or Jesus, they will be pretty willing to accept him because they already have many other gods. But it's a matter of following God alone, and that can be the challenging part, to try and drop a lot of what they believe in, because it's very cultural and it's very family-centric. So that can definitely be an obstacle.
COVID is impacting all of our lives here. How's it impacting life in Nepal?
It's definitely caused lockdowns in major cities. Out in the rural areas and in the villages, it's not as much of a problem, and that's primarily where we'll be. So it doesn't seem like there will be any issues with us being over there with COVID.
Yeah, I know you're a young guy, and it's a breath of fresh air to see young people engaged in this type of thing and you know, heading overseas and spreading the gospel. What's your message? I know a lot of kids are struggling, not just with the pandemic, but with life in general. What's your message to the young people of America today?
I would say it's very important to keep your mind on the bigger picture. Oftentimes we can get overwhelmed with everything that's right in front of us, and we begin to be stressed out about it or anxious. And I think it's really important to look to see that God has a greater plan, and that we are invited to be a part of that. And I think that we can take a lot of anxiety and stress off of ourselves when we look to that and look to see that God, the creator of the whole universe, is there for us and directing our paths.
That's Michael Nixon from Jamestown, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.